I've always noticed how Flores spells his first name. It's N-I-C. Turns out there's a story behind that.
Yolanda Maria Flores is an amazing woman. And I spell my name N-I-C as opposed to N-I-C-K because of the story. I was in second grade, right at the time when we're all learning how to read and write in school, right? Both cursive and non-cursive. My mom sits me down at the dining room table after I'd done my homework. And she goes, Nick, I want you to come here, sit with me, and I want you, on this piece of paper, to write the name as you've been writing it on your homework assignments. And you know, I don't think anything of it. Okay. N-I-C-K-F-L-O-R-E-S. And she goes, okay, and I want you to write down the name that I gave you. Okay. Kind of just sitting there. N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S-F-L-O-R-E-S. And she goes, okay, so I want you to show me in the name that I gave you where you see the K. And I said, well, there's not one. But in school, we're learning that the C-K is the K sound. So when you spell Nick, it's Nick. She's like, I understand that. But where in the name that I gave you is the K? I go, it's not there. And so she goes, okay then. Going forward, you don't need to be spelling Nick with the K. And I go, okay. So since then, I spell my name, my nickname, N-I-C. But as an example of my mom being and instilling in me, like, I get that lesson that you've been taught, but that's not who you are, what this is, right? Like, you are Nick. This is how you spell. This is your name.
And this is an obvious way that she's showing you, but it's been like that through your whole
entire life.
She's done that in more subtle ways,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how somebody can have such a, like, certainty in you that you don't even have in yourself.
Right.
Kind of like what you're mentioning.
Right.
Like, this is who you are. You're good.
You're good as you are.